This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. This is Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds from around the world. Brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, former USA Baseball National Team Coach, Peter Caliendo.
Welcome to Baseball Outside the Box, educational podcast for coaches, players, and parents from all over the world, where we bring you the most innovative thoughts from baseball's best coaching minds who love to challenge the status quo. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo, currently in Vancouver Island, Nanaimo, in Canada. We are hosting the BC Minor Baseball Coaches and Players Instructional Camp. What a great way to learn. We've got coaches learning. We got players learning. We got coaches watching. Other instructors work with players of all levels. And we've got some great coaches from all over the world and in the U.S. In a minute, we will have an interview with two of them talking about not only outfield play, but also hitting and base running and the mental approach to hitting as well. So we are thrilled to be here. First of all, for all our guests from all over the world, don't forget, go to baseballoutsidethebox.com. If you haven't joined, tell your friends about it. Go to iTunes or Stitcher, and you can join the show. You'll get notices once you've joined the show when there's a new show. And, of course, you can always go back and watch the shows of the past. So, and also, how about if you really like the show, give us a 5-star rating and review. That helps to keep the show going. And don't forget to go to lineupmediagroup.com, where we've got a lot of different podcasts that you can look at. That is our host, and they do a fabulous job. You know, not to say that we love getting your questions, so email us all your baseball questions, any one you have. We are at info@baseballoutsidethebox.com. Again, that's our email, info@baseballoutsidethebox.com. Love getting your emails. We're all over social media, starting with Twitter, where we give a lot of tips every day, @baseballout. I think that would help a lot. Communicate with us through Twitter if you like. And don't forget, we have our baseball DVDs, 5-set series with over 100 drills, games, and skills to help you organize some really fun practices and see some real results when it comes to kids learning and developing in the game. Those videos can be ordered on baseballoutsidethebox.com, our website. So now let me tell you a little bit about the two guests, and then we'll have the first guest on here in a second. First guest will be Nick Holmes. He is currently the Costa Rican national team coach. What a great person, a great personality. He's also MLB scout for Latin America. He's a Texas Rangers scout. He's been working with all the players here and coaches on hitting and fielding and all the different skills. So we're looking forward to hearing from Nick in a minute here. And then we have another great instructor who's actually heading up the camp, Mike Griffin, who is originally from Canada, went through the Canadian National Team Program, and also in the Canadian Educational Program, which is one of the best in the world. He is currently the Czech Republic National Team Coach, and if you followed our shows and know a little bit about Czech Republic baseball, they went to the World Baseball Classic, did an outstanding job. They actually only lost to Mexico 2-1, or they would have qualified for the next round. That would have been an exciting thing for the Czech Republic, but they have been one of the up-and-coming teams in Europe, not only making the World Baseball Classic, but really have been playing well at a lot of the different levels and different age groups. One of the reasons is Mike Griffin, the head coach, obviously working with the coaches all over Czech Republic, and some assistance also has come from the International Sports Group, who I'm part of, and working with the coaches in the Czech Republic and hosting a seminar every year. And the last seminar we held, we had over 200 coaches. That just goes to show you how important the Czech Republic Baseball Federation and the coaches in Czech Republic understand the development of coaches is the foundation of the sport and will help it grow. And it certainly has done that in Czech Republic. So those will be our two guests. And then later on in another show, a very good friend who's working the camp, we will have a full series with Pete Wilkinson, who I believe is one of the smartest and most intelligent baseball people when it comes to development of the game, especially even the mental game. We'll have Pete on a full 1-hour show coming up soon. So right now, let's get started and let's listen to the interview with Nick Holmes. Welcome back to Baseball Outside the Box. I'm Pete Caliendo, your host. We are in beautiful Vancouver Island in the city of Nanaimo, where we are hosting a great coaches player clinic. We got some great coaches here from all over, not just the U.S., but other parts of the world with a ton of international experience. And we're on our second interview. We're going to be doing a few more. And right now, I just want to introduce Nick Holmes. Nick is with Major League Baseball. He's scouting in Latin America. He was with the Texas Rangers, began in California with an academy for over 14 years, went into scouting with the Oakland A's. And also was the national team coach for the Costa Rican national team. And right now he's going back and forth between the U.S. and Costa Rica. And it's great to have Nick on the show. And we're going to talk a little bit about the camp. But first of all, Nick, it was a great pleasure meeting you. And you got a lot of excitement. You know, you're a very personable person. Obviously, the kids love you. The coaches love you. And it's great to have you on Baseball Outside the Box.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you having me.
All right, listen. Now, it's been, 2 days, 2.5 days we've been here. Tell us a little bit about some of the stations you had that you've been working on and some of the things that you've had to work with the kids on drill-wise and maybe some of the things that they needed help in.
Sure. Well, what's great about this particular clinic is that there's a ton of talent out here. I've just been really excited to work with a lot of guys like yourself and Pete Wilkinson, of course, Trot Nixon, and some of the other guys that are out here. So I've been finding myself really being able to jump into a lot of the different drills, but primarily I've been working with Trot and with the outfielders and talking to the parents a lot about, you know, what the struggles are with trying to get our kids to go to the next level, you know, educating them a little bit on the recruiting process and, you know, these kids wanting to go to play in college and possibly pro ball. So I kind of feel like I'm, getting a little taste of everything, you know, of course, watching the infielders and working with hitters and things like that. So,
you know, we're sitting here right now in this beautiful indoor facility, a little chilly, but, you know, we're getting through it. We're watching Trot Nixon right now working with the outfielders, and the other guys are working with pitchers and infielders and upstairs. You know, we've got coaches working with other coaches talking about hitting and game management, and there's so much going on. But tell us a little bit about you and Trot. I was listening. You were working with the outfielders. Give our coaches around the world a little bit of an idea what you're trying to tell the outfield, you know, players, the position, maybe a little bit, you know, how they can get better in that position.
Sure. You know, with these kids, we have the different age groups. So we started off on Friday with the 13Us, then the 15Us, and now we're with the 18Us today. So, you know, what we try to do is, cater to the age level that we're working with. And, you know, we go over the basics, of course, you know, teaching them how to properly field a ground ball in the outfield, using their instincts and covering all the proper angles so that, they can set themselves up in a good position to either, you know, catch the fly ball or field the ground ball. So that doesn't change from one age group to the next. And then as we get into the older kids, we can work on some more of the advanced, mechanics and movements, you know, how to get a good read on a ball, get a jump on a ball, things like that. Stressing the importance of hitting the cutoff man and staying light on your feet and never, you know, backpedaling on your heels and things like that.
Well, we're in the outfield. Let's talk about that. I'll mention one thing. I heard Trot talk about, you know, he didn't want the players going down to one knee. Mm-hmm. Let's review that. Well, you know, when in a fielding position for an outfielder, ball hit at him or a certain situation, give us a couple ideas how we want to teach that as coaches.
Sure. I'm not quite sure where that all came from. I think that's kind of a big league thing that we see on TV with these guys that, take the knee and get in front of the ball as a, you know, single squeaks through the infield. But what we try to tell these kids is, number one, you're not a big leaguer. And number two, you're not going to be playing on a surface that is pristine like these guys, and you get a perfect roll. It's like most of these fields these kids play on, have a lot of, bumps and rocks and this and that. So we want to make sure they stay in a good athletic position. They field the ball in front of them just like they would in the infield. So, you know, making sure that they're on the balls of their feet, they keep the ball in front of them and don't drop down to one knee, because what can happen is you get down to one knee and then you're stuck. So if a ball does take a bad hop to the left or the right, then you end up having to do a kick save or something like that to where you're out of position, and next thing you know that single could turn into a double quickly.
Now tell us, I was noticing also that you guys are working on balls hit, you know, over their heads. Give us a little idea on a technique on working on,
you know, balls that are hit, maybe a drill or just what the right footwork might be.
Sure. What we've been working on primarily is what we call the V drill. And you have the outfielder set up in front of the coach, and they're either going to go at an angle to the left or to the right. And we want to emphasize them getting a good jump on the ball so that they're not taking any wasted steps. And, you know, a lot of kids tend to maybe go back on a ball a little bit passively, and they take a bad angle by going one or two or three steps even straight across the field instead of opening up the hips, or what we do a drop set, what we call a drop step, and taking off, you know, in a good sprint to the ball, always keeping their eye on the ball and trying to get behind it so that they catch it coming in and through the ball. Now that's not always the case, and of course there's, you know, there's times where you have to reach out for it or maybe even dive for it, but you know, we want them to feel comfortable in you know, going to their right and going to their left depending on where the ball's hit. But at the same time, the number one priority is catch the ball.
Mm-hmm. What about balls then? You notice some guys are fielding the ball right at them, some are fielding on to the side. Is there a time where you need to field the ball to the side and sometimes, you know, right in front of you?
Mm-hmm. That's usually going to what will dictate that will be if there's runners on base or not. You know, when you have nobody on base, coming up and just making sure you field the ball cleanly in front of you, you know, again, like an infielder, you know, down in front, get your butt down and field with two hands and get it into the infield. Now, with runners on base, we want to teach them to, you know, charge the ball and field it. You know, most guys field it on the outside of their glove, hand, foot. Trot and I were actually talking about it, and I asked him if he ever met a guy, and he said, or that field on the inside of the foot, and he told me Dwight Evans was a guy back in the day, which a lot of these young listeners probably don't know who he is.
Sure.
But he was a fantastic, you know, all-star, borderline Hall of Famer for sure. You know, it's just a preference thing. You can field it on the inside if you want. We try to teach on the outside just because it's a little bit more comfortable, I think. But, you know, again, there's no 100% correct way to do it all the time, but you definitely want to get your momentum going through the ball so that you can stop that runner from taking an extra base.
Super. And lastly, we noticed that when you were working today, you're working on communication drills or communication with the outfielders. Tell us a little bit about the priorities and also, you know, how you were working with the outfielders on communicating.
Yeah, communication obviously is a huge part of the game, and what happens a lot of times, especially with kids that are younger, you know, they might not have a lot of self-confidence and are maybe a little bit shy to take charge of a particular play on a field. And so what we try to encourage them is to you know, especially your center fielder is the captain out there in the outfield, and we want them to, you know, to be outspoken and vocal and let the other fielders know, number one, positioning. You know, if I'm a center fielder and I'm going to shade to the right a little bit, I want to let both my guys know that I'm over here a little bit more so that, you know, it doesn't mean they have to move, but just so they're aware that they might have a little more ground to cover either left or right. Mm. And then with fly balls that, you know, tend to be tricky for infielders where, you know, say your shortstop's going back on a pop-up, you know, we want them to understand, first and foremost, if you know the player, you know, you've played with him a lot and you understand his tendencies, you know, you want to let that guy know, you know, I'm going to come in and take this ball if I can get to it, and you want to make sure that you call that infielder off as quickly as possible. Now obviously if he's camped underneath it and you're coming in hard, you don't want to, you know, call him off at the last minute and then you have to dive for it. So, you know, we want them to be smart, we want them to use their brains, we don't want them to be robots, you know, we want them to use their instincts, and you know, all that comes with, you know, repetition and being out there in game situations.
All right, Nick, we're talking to Nick Holmes from Major League Baseball, so the Costa Rican national team coach. Last thing, tell us anything you'd like to say anywhere, all our coaches are listening to the podcast all over the world. Any last-minute advice before you go back and work with some of the players?
Well, if I could give any advice to, you know, coaches that are starting out and, you know, volunteer coaches especially, mm-hmm. you know, people that are taking time out of their, you know, jobs and lives to work with these kids, is that, you know, the number one thing that we want for the sport is these kids to enjoy it, you know, to have fun so that they want to come back and play the game. It's a fantastic game. It's a great, you know, life lesson builder. As we all know, baseball is a game of failure. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, some coaches tend to take it, you know, a little bit too far, and they overcoach the simple things. things. Yeah. And, you know, so if I could give any advice to coaches out there that are just starting out and really wanting to get involved with the game is, you know, remember that, you know, these kids are very impressionable and they're going to remember you as a coach, whether you do good or you do bad. So you want to make sure that, you know, you're making it fun for them, you're giving them the instruction, but yet you're, you know, showing them how to, you know, teach themselves and be disciplined and, you know, just enjoy the game so they want to come back out and it's, you know, good for everybody.
That's awesome. Nick, thanks a lot for being on the show. I know you got to work with your players, so we'll see you in a little bit.
My pleasure, Pete. Thanks for having me on. Good to see you again.
Awesome. And that was Nick Holmes with Major League Baseball's Latin America, one of the scouts in Latin America, and also the national team coach for the Costa Rican national baseball team. You're listening to Baseball Outside the Box. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. We are in beautiful Vancouver Island. We're at Nanaimo, great baseball country. We're holding a camp here with the Nanaimo Association and also BC Baseball. We've got coaches, players. There's over, you know, 100 some people here. We're in an indoor complex, beautiful place. We've got coaches not only from Canada, but all over from also the U.S. And currently, we are going to talk to Mike Griffin, who Mike is the right now the head coach of the Czech national team. And if you're familiar with some of the talks we had on the podcast, you know, the Czechs have done a great job in Europe. They're one of the up-and-coming national teams. They played in the World Baseball Classic. Matter of fact, had a great game against Mexico. I believe lost 2-1 to Mexico. So they've really progressed in the game of baseball simply because of guys like Mike who, you know, have spent a lot of time. Now, Mike's also been with Major League Baseball full-time in Asia, working under the development camps. And he's done a lot of work around the world. And right now he's the head instructor here during the camp and also with also the coaches. So, Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, cool. Listen, tell us a little bit about what you're doing here, what we're working on with the kids, and how important it is to work with kids at the grassroots level.
Yeah, it all starts at the grassroots level for sure. This camp has been it's been fun so far, and we're really trying to focus on building a solid foundation of fundamentals for these kids. You know, it's February, it's kind of getting ready for the season. We want to build that good, solid foundation. You know, in every spring training, you want reminders. You know, whether we're covering fielding or hitting, we've got to start with the basics and kind of work our way up. So we're just trying to build that foundation, get them a good start going on for the rest of the season.
And I noticed yesterday we're doing a lot of the hitting drills. You and Trot Nixon, former Major League player and World Series champion, you guys were talking some of the mental game of hitting a little bit, and then also the mechanical aspect. What's at this time of the year, what are both important, or is it something that you just work on all the time?
Yeah, we work on that all the time. We always want to start with our mental approach, we say, is always more important than our mechanics. We can have, you know, a great swing off the tee, off some drills, but we want to preach having a good mental approach. A lot of the better hitters in the world are ones that are, you know, students of the game. They continue to be prepared every time they go up to hit. Even in practice, they have a plan. So we definitely preach the mental approach, and our three-step approach to that is just purpose, plan, ready to hit. Have a purpose to what you're doing. Have a short, simple, positive plan. And then when you step in the box, deep breath and ready to attack the baseball in the zone.
Great. And how receptive have the players been here? And also, you know, has, you know, you're familiar with Baseball Canada. Obviously, you've done a lot of work in Canada. Have you taken a lot of things that you've worked with in Canada to the Czech Republic to help them develop their programs?
Yeah, I mean, I came up through the Canadian national team system, so it was a good experience. I learned a lot during my time in Canada, playing for those programs, having some great instructors. I also had some great coaches I've worked with in North Carolina, where we're from. So kind of taking a little bit from everybody and trying to keep learning, getting better along the way. But these kids have been very receptive. They've been fantastic. It's sometimes you don't get the questions from the kids. You just feel like you're just teaching and, mm-hmm. and stuff. But a lot of the kids have asked questions and said, you know, they're really engaged. And that's the biggest part about development is the players have to be engaged. They have to have fun and want to learn. So that's been great.
All right, let's take each skill. Let's take hitting real quick and say, okay, the things you saw in hitting here, what were some of the things that common errors that some of the kids were making that you worked on with some of the hitters?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is is getting to a strong hitting position on time. I think, kids, when they start to get back on the field in spring, you know, they want to be really fast, they want to rush, and we just talk about, you know, having slow feet, having quiet eyes, and then be quick to the baseball. But if you rush and get out of sync, it's hard to get to a good hitting position on time. And so we just tried to get kids, you know, with a little bit better rhythm, under control, getting that strong hitting position on time. And we've had some other staff like yourself making sure that they're staying through the hitting zone. They're getting to a good contact position and then staying through the baseball. So those are the two main positions that we wanted to try and preach kids getting back to, getting to those positions with rhythm, on time, and then staying on the baseball.
I also saw that you were working with base runners, and obviously base running is an important or an integral part of the game. Tell us some of the things that you saw maybe that they might have been doing differently that you need to kind of maybe reteach a little bit or kind of educate them in a better way to do it.
Yeah, with base running, we like to talk about being an offense. You want to have multiple weapons to try and score runs. I mean, that's your job, is to try and score. So obviously hitting's one way. We try and tighten up some base running. And just talking about, you know, being consistent, you know, whether it's our leadoffs, whether it's our steal breaks, whether it's our secondary leads, just being very consistent in that. Also having awareness of the defense, where they're positioned, those kind of things, I think that they really learn more about so that we can make better decisions and have better reactions on the base paths. So just having that awareness and all those details about what our eyes are seeing before the pitch is thrown.
All right, now we've got coaches all over the world. Last question. You know, give us a little feedback for our coaches as far as, you know, any advice you might have for coaches, you know, prior to the season, you know, how to prepare themselves or, you know, something that they need to be doing to make sure they're at the top of their game before they actually begin practices. Any advice you want to give coaches around the world and that might help them a little bit?
Mm-hmm. I would say have a plan. Have a simple plan. You know, sometimes you get back on the field early and you want to throw all of the information at them, but I think you want to make sure that every kid can leave with one, two, or three things getting ready for the season that they're getting better at each day. We just say, hey, let's just get better each day. We don't have to cram it all into a week or 2 weeks, but if we can just keep getting better, have a simple plan, that's kind of the way that we want to have coaches present the practices to the players right now.
And you know what, since you were saying that, we got one more question. Let's end with this. Kids learn by obviously having fun. I mean, mm-hmm. In your planning, do you recommend, you know, structuring the program where as they're doing the drills, I mean, they're having some fun at it, so that way there's some more learning going on?
Yeah, great question. We always try and finish whenever we have time. We always try and finish with a little competition. You know, you want to have something where it gives positive feedback or negative feedback to whatever drill or skill you're performing. So we definitely try and finish with a little bit of a competition, put them in a game-like situation, and that the kids love it. They love to compete. They love to have fun. So do your drills, work hard, but anytime you get to end with a little competition, make it fun for kids. I think it goes a long way because kids, if they want to stick in this game, they're going to have to love it. They're going to have fun and enjoy their time out here.
That's fantastic. That, you know, we know that was a short interview, but I think we got a lot of information. That's Michael Griffin, Czech national team coach. Check him out. You can Google his name, and I'm sure his name's going to come all over. He was also with MLB in Asia, and, you know, that area has been developing in China and other areas of Asia.
That concludes two great interviews from Nick Holmes, Costa Rican national team coach, and Mike Griffin, the Czech Republic national team coach here in Vancouver Island, Nanaimo, Canada, where we just finished up some two great interviews with two great coaches. It was a thrill. Really want to thank both Nick and Mike for their time during the camp to be on Baseball Outside the Box. It was exciting. And for all of you around the world, please don't forget to go to our social media and get all our baseball tips. We're all over. We're at Twitter, at Baseball Out, where you can join Twitter and follow us all the time. Check us out on the website, baseballoutsidethebox.com. We've got some great things on the website also. And don't forget to email me at info@baseballoutsidethebox.com. Send me all your questions about your about baseball development or any questions you have about the game. Love to hear from you, and we'd get back to you right away. So again, this is the conclusion of our show, Baseball Outside the Box, where we have been here for 4 days with the invitation of BC Minor Baseball, a great program in Vancouver who covers the Vancouver Island. They've got over 20,000 kids in the program. It's just outstanding leadership also, who believes in coaches development. We just finished a great camp with 7 or 8 instructors from all over the world and the U.S., where we worked with players and coaches, so coaches could really learn the insight of how to work with players, see the drills that you do, and also work with some of the players. So that was a lot of fun. Thank you to all our guests. And remember, coaches, education is a key to building the foundation of our sport. So keep getting smarty by listening to our show that interviews baseball's best coaching minds with innovative thoughts that like to challenge the status quo. I'm your host, Pete Caliendo. Have a great coaching day and see you on the next show.
This has been Baseball Outside the Box with Peter Caliendo. Listen online at baseballoutsidethebox.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter. Get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm. This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.